The result is that many parents are far too intrusive. By deciding what and when children should learn, they rob them of the opportunity to take the initiative, to take responsibility for their mistakes and credit for their achievements. Such practices run the risk of producing children who are dependent and lacking in self-esteem. Today's parents want super kids, but what they are often getting are super problems. Although correlation is certainly not causation, it is hard not to connect the reported increase in stress symptoms over the last decade with the pressure on today's children to be super kids. The stories I hear as I travel about the country are frightening. A girl who was involved in 4 different out-of-school activities, ballet, horseback riding, brownies, and music lessons, developed severe facial tics at age 8. Irving Siegel of Educational Testing Service tells the story of a 6-year-old who, while doing her homework, asked her mother, "If I don't get there right, will you kill me?" A woman told me that her 7-year-old grandson ran away from home and all the after-school lessons and came to her house where he could have milk and cookies and play with the dog. One mother asked me if I could cure her 6-year-old son of his nail biting by hypnosis or by teaching him relaxation. When I suggested that a less demanding extracurricular program might help, she replied, "Oh no, we can't do that."